Julia Fox's life reads like a fever dream, one where beauty and horror dance in equal measure. Born between two worlds, her childhood pendulum swings between Italy and New York created a girl perpetually searching for solid ground. In her grandfather's cramped Italian apartment, she finds moments of tenderness, homemade Zabuglione and Lucio Battisti records. But in New York, she sleeps on her father's freezing sailboat, in squats with 20 strangers, even in vacant townhouses where they pose as caretakers. By age 10, she's developed survival mechanisms that would serve her well later, hiding money in $99 piles, stealing what she needs, and learning to emotionally detach when necessary. What child uses a cat's litter box when locked in her room too long? One who's learning early that conventional rules don't apply to her life. This isn't just another celebrity memoir about overcoming obstacles. It's a visceral descent into what happens when a young woman with no safety net navigates a world designed to consume her. And somehow, through addiction, violence, exploitation, and media manipulation, emerges not just intact, but transformed. Adolescence hits Julia like a freight train, bringing unwanted attention and boundary confusion. When her friend Ella moves away, it triggers a pattern of abandonment that shapes her future relationships. Each friendship becomes a temporary family. Trisha introduces her to substance recovery culture before leaving. Rose pulls her into problematic bullying behavior. Her mother's pregnancy creates tensions, driving Julia to seek refuge in unsafe places. Her baby brother's arrival intensifies family dysfunction, prompting small rebellions like stealing from her father. In creative writing class, insensitive responses to her personal work teach Julia that vulnerability equals danger, a cornerstone of her developing identity. She begins constructing protective personas, a skill that later serves both destructive and creative purposes. Julia normalizes neglect, her mother handing a 10-year-old a lit cigarette, her father's volatile absences. These experiences taught her emotional disconnection as survival, planting seeds for later struggles while forging the resilience that eventually becomes her salvation. During her teenage years in Italy, Julia encounters challenging experiences that establish concerning behavioral patterns influencing her future relationships. Her time at an Italian Catholic school proves academically and emotionally difficult, despite her repeated requests to return home. A significant shift occurs when she meets three sophisticated senior students, Barbara, Tatiana, and Sara, who welcome her into their social circle. Julia adapts her identity, presenting herself as a worldly New York native. Her first serious relationship with Marco, who boasts of noble connections, reveals her inexperience in navigating romantic relationships. Following their public separation, she forms a friendship with Veronica, who introduces potentially harmful coping mechanisms. While visiting New York, Julia begins a relationship with Ace, whose controlling tendencies become apparent. Upon permanently relocating to New York, she leaves her Italian life behind, entering into a dynamic that establishes concerning relationship patterns, foreshadowing future interpersonal challenges. This period marks a crucial transition in Julia's development, highlighting how early social and romantic experiences can shape long-term behavioral patterns and emotional responses. Julia's relationship with Ace quickly becomes abusive. When she briefly leaves his apartment, he violently chokes her against a wall. Yet she accepts his apology when he claims love drove his actions, establishing their toxic cycle. As his control intensifies, Julia discovers her family has posted missing person flyers. When she attempts escape, Ace catches her, beats her with a broken suitcase handle, and drags her back. Even after his imprisonment, she visits him and accepts his proposal despite his infidelities. After finally escaping Ace, Julia turns to substance abuse. She begins modeling semi-nude and plunges into Manhattan's nightlife, too consumed with partying to grieve when her grandfather dies. Her drug use escalates from selling PCP to tourists to collapsing after one hit of a dust blunt. She wakes in an ambulance with her father crying beside her, something she'd never witnessed before. In New Orleans, Julia injects heroin and later overdoses. When I try Heroin, the warm sensation gives me the serenity I've been seeking, she explains. A dangerous comfort that silences the voices in my head. Desperate for financial independence while on probation, Julia becomes a dominatrix through Craigslist. Her first client introduces her to fetishes as she adapts to this lucrative work. In the dungeon, power dynamics intensify. When jealous mistress Violet urinates on her leotard, Julia retaliates with an enema bag trick, earning respect from colleagues who admire how she toppled a tyrant. Within a month, Julia saves enough for a meatpacking district studio. Despite earning thousands weekly, she tires of constantly switching personas, though learns valuable lessons about power and desire. Her relationship with Rohan, a wealthy client turned benefactor, complicates matters. He upgrades her apartment and sends gifts while calling her poupée, doll. When she falls for Shane, a skateboarder, Rohan discovers her betrayal through a private investigator, ending their arrangement. Julia's journey through blurred boundaries between exploitation and empowerment offers a nuanced perspective on sex work and female agency that defies simple moral judgments. When Shane physically attacks Julia at his club, dragging her by her hair and destroying her phone, she reports him to police. In retaliation, someone creates a fake Instagram account exposing her past as a dominatrix. Julia transforms this exposure into an opportunity with an ID magazine photo shoot. When club owners deny Shane's abuse, she contacts Page Six, though the allegedly framing in their article infuriates her as hateful messages flood in. Julia brilliantly takes control by creating Symptomatic of a Relationship Gone Sour, an art book featuring nude Polaroids and bondage images. The book sells out, and Dazed magazine's feature breaks traffic records. By exposing herself on her terms, she reclaims power. Years later, when her relationship with a famous artist becomes tabloid fodder, she announces their breakup herself, despite losing a $1 million deal. Her revenge dress later makes it to the Metropolitan Museum. Julia's relationship with fame reveals contradictions, excluded from fashion shows inspired by her own trends while facing interviews seeking viral moments. Her journey shows her evolution from victim to master of her narrative. Julia interprets her unexpected pregnancy as a cosmic gift from deceased friend Gianna, especially when the due date coincides with Gianna's birthday. During pregnancy, she overcomes significant challenges, navigating a pandemic, quitting medications, cigarettes, and Suboxone. Unlike previous pregnancies, she keeps this one private until her second trimester. When doctors discover dangerous hypertension 3 weeks before her due date, they recommend immediate induction. During labor, she keeps Gianna's ashes beside her. Valentino's arrival awakens a visceral love that shatters and rebuilds me. Postpartum brings struggles with lactation, sleep paralysis, and recovery. Andrew provides minimal support, suggesting she hire someone rather than helping with childcare. Their relationship ends after he returns home, bloodied and hurling slurs. Motherhood transforms Julia fundamentally. The woman who once sought validation through drugs now finds purpose in protecting her son. Though not solving everything, it guides her toward better choices. Eventually, Andrew becomes a reliable father. She reflects, "Though I chose the wrong partner for myself, I chose the right father for our son."